minutes here, I want to just share with you a brief Mother's Day message. I'm going to abbreviate as I go here for the sake of our time, but there's a few points I want to share with you on this Mother's Day. Every one of us here has reason to be thankful because of the fact that we've all had mothers perhaps who are still with us. Maybe some of our mothers have passed away, but we're very grateful for God's supply and grace in these mothers. But we also know that we're living in a day in which many things are being confused, and it's challenging to sort out some of the things that the world is saying and wrestling with. And so I want to just address a couple of these things this morning. In all of the debates about gender and the gender identity and gender confusion and so on, one of the questions that I find most intriguing when it's being posed in debates and so on is the simple question, what is a woman? And it's amazing how many people are stumbling over that question because now the parameters of it are so confusing. Of course, we could quickly and easily say a woman is an adult female human. However, even in that expression, we realize that there's got to be more to it than just those few words. What is a woman? And so I want to just look at a few of those thoughts this morning. We've been studying the book of Genesis here in our Sunday morning family Bible hour, and I want to just pick out a few more themes in that. So if you take your Bible and turn to the book of Genesis, and we find in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, the account of creation and of God making all things, creating all things, and in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, it says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." But we go on in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18. It says, "The Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Now we know that in the creation of both the man and the woman, from Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, it is clear that God, the triune God, said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle and all the earth, and over all the creeping things that creep on the earth. So God created man in his image, in his own image, in the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. So one of my first principles this morning is this, that the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in creating men and women, created them in his image. We are made in the image of God. And that we see in both the male and the female, men and women, aspects of God's character and nature. And though the Word of God is clear in referring to God using only the male pronouns, at which we hold to, we do know that God's nature is revealed in both men and women. And that as we watch and observe these things, we can celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Now we know that men and women created here in Genesis chapter 1 had many things in common. Many things made in the image and the likeness of God. Blessed by God and fully able to glorify God in your lives. We are all able to glorify God. But we do see some things that are different. For first of all, we see in Adam, given the responsibility to have dominion over the earth, to tend the garden and so on. And I want to build on those thoughts a few weeks from now in Father's Day. But Adam was primarily concerned and focused on the land and the jobs and the tasks that laid ahead of him. But we see in Genesis 2 that in all of those endeavors, Adam was alone. And it was not good for him, that God said, that man should be alone. So he made a helper comparable to him. And so we see in Genesis chapter 2, in the creation of the woman, in the making of the woman, that she was made as a helper comparable to Adam. Someone who would come alongside Adam and work together with Adam and serve together in God's plan and purposes. But one of the key things that's so unique is that Eve and women, mothers, are all made in a relational sense. that God knows that given to you is a special, a relationship ability and capacity that many of us men do not have. And so, a helper comparable. Now, this word helper is very interesting. It's got lots of different flavors to it, but one of the words that probably gives us the best understanding of the word helper is an old Latin French word called succur. And it's a word that means a helper, but specifically it means someone who comes underneath to lift up those who are in need. Someone who comes to hold up those who are in distress and trouble. And it even has the connotation that the help comes quickly. The help comes quickly when it's needed. And so when God created Eve as a helper comparable to Adam, he put within her the ability to give of her strength to strengthen others. So if I could encourage you mothers this morning, one of the unique abilities that God has given you and put within you is the capacity to keep giving your strength away for the sake of helping and strengthening others. And then, of course, we find that as Eve is formed and shaped, that God and Adam begin to refer to Eve as mother. And so in chapter 3, we find that sin comes and the pain of sin comes, but also comes with it the promise of the seed of the woman. In Genesis chapter 3, the curse against Satan, in verse 15, God says, I'll put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. There was this aspect for Eve that she would become the mother of the whole human race and that out of her seed would come one who would crush Satan's head. So briefly this morning, though I haven't got time to build a lot of this, I want to celebrate the reality for each of you mothers here this morning, but each of you even as women, that God has given you unique relational capacities and a mother's heart. Now we know that the task of being a mother can be very, very challenging. I've read some cute little things here as I'm preparing this week. For instance, I read the story about a mother who admitted, she said, I slept in till 7:30 this morning. She said, the toilet was plugged, the dog has felt marker highlights all over him, and all the chocolate cake is gone, but it was so worth it. Yes. You work hard, you serve, you give, you care. And I want to say to you, moms, thank you so much for those hours and days of labor that you put in. And not only do you work hard physically, but you give your heart to your children. And your children, no matter whether they're still at home or whether they're long away, they could be continents away. Do you know where your heart is? Still with your children. And that's part of what God has given you as a gift, to be able to pour into the lives of people. I also want to say thank you to the mothers this morning for the relational sensitivity that you give to the world, and especially to us men. We need your help sometimes. I have to be honest, there have been a number of times over the years, all the time, over the years, there have been times, especially when we were raising our children, that I appreciated Gail's sensitivity, because she would come to me sometimes and she would say, you know, I think now would be a good time to go talk with your son. Oh, really? Oh, okay, what's it about? Well, you know, he's having a little struggle. Really? Okay, I guess I better go do that then. I appreciate Gail's sensitivity so much. And I'll give you one little example of this. Just a couple of weeks ago, Gail and I attended a gathering in a church in another community. We were basically, didn't know a lot of the people there. and we were sitting right behind a family during the event. A man and a woman and two kids, two boys, in late elementary, junior high age. And I noticed the junior high boy was playing on his phone quite a bit during the time. That's all I noticed. We got home, and Gail had read the book on them. She was watching and observing. She was watching the dynamics of going on between this couple and between the boys and back and forth. I'm going, how could I miss that? But you know why I missed it? Because I don't have the sensitivity to people and relationships like you women do. So thank you for being astute and being watching, caring, and so on. But I know that a Mother's Day message also brings pain. Because not every woman here who would perhaps desire to be a mother, to be a parent, that has happened for you. And this is hard. And I don't want to just brush over it. But I want to just give you this encouragement that I believe as women, with the gifts of helping and mothering and caring, those gifts and abilities are shared with many more than just your own immediate children. I look at some of you here this morning, and I see you taking care of nieces and nephews and other people's children and Sunday school and so on. And I probably don't know even a fraction of the story. Out of each of your hearts comes the ability to care, if that's really within your heart. God wants to use you in a very wonderful way, and He is. But I conclude my message this morning with something even a little broader than Mother's Day. Because as God created Eve to be the helper, comparable to Adam, the one who would bring support, encouragement, direction, sensitivity, awareness, I read in the scriptures that there is another helper that our Father has sent to each one of us. And that helper is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, one of the very aspect of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has come to work with our hearts and to guide us and lead us in ways that we understand, can understand from a mother's heart for a hurting world. I want to take you briefly here to John, the Gospel of John. And we've looked at a few of these passages in the past few weeks when we were studying John, but I just want to review a few of them. So if you have your Bibles, I want to just point out the promise of the Holy Spirit that's given to us here in these passages. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the Father cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. This is an expression of a God of compassion, of care, and of the presence of the Holy Spirit to carry, minister to us, teach us, and guide us. Go down to verse 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I see here the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, carrying us, even rocking us, in God's peace, God's gentleness, God's nearness, the song of the Lord over us, when we are feeling agitated, fearful, and at unrest in our lives, the Holy Spirit is there ministering with the heart of our God in heaven. Turn to chapter... Oh, I got one more here. Chapter 15, verse 26. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Chapter 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. You know, Jesus, and we've sung about him this morning in our worship, he came to dwell amongst us, to be here, God with us. But when Jesus returned to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit now is everywhere in the world, touching people's lives. You know, it reminds me a little bit about a mother's abilities. You have a sensitivity of what's going on in the house all the time. You know where the kids are. In fact, if things become quiet, you become suspicious. And you start figuring out there's something happening. Your sensitivity to me is just a little sense of God's Spirit, aware what's going on in our hearts, what's going on in our thoughts, what's going on in our spirits. The Holy Spirit has come. And so I am so thankful this morning that as we here on this Mother's Day are celebrating God's gift to us through you mothers, I want to encourage you that the Holy Spirit has come to fill you, to help you fulfill your role as a mother. Whether you are having mothers of little tiny infants, or whether you're trying to be a mother to teenagers, or whether you're a mother now to young adults who have gone and moved on, perhaps you already are a mother to grandparents and or grandchildren and great-grandchildren. I want to encourage you, the Holy Spirit is here. Now, you may feel in your heart a brokenness if relationships aren't the way you want them to be with your children. But can I encourage you? Let the Holy Spirit be the one who gives you peace, patience, love, and wisdom. I want to encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to give you strength when you feel like you are weary and your day is long gone, when there's still lots more to do and your energy's gone. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you strength. Ask the presence of the Lord to fill you, touch you, and encourage you. So I'd like to ask the worship team to come back and get ready to sing their last song with us here this morning. And as they're getting ready, I would like to pray a prayer of blessing over all the mothers, but even over all the women here this morning. I counted on just the list of our name tags there that we have in the foyer. Here within the church, regular attenders, we have at least 52 mothers who have children in their home yet. And there's many of you beyond who, of course, have children who are already moved on. I'd like to pray a prayer of blessing over you this morning. So as the team is preparing here for this last song, can you join with me in prayer? And to you mothers and women here, I'd like to pray over you. So let's pray. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, I thank you for your plan and the blueprint you've given to us for, Lord God, male and female, men and women, fathers and mothers. And this morning I'll pray a special blessing over all of the mothers here. But Lord, your blessing over each one, each of the women here who have heart and capacity to, Lord, be encouragement and a support and strength to others. I pray, O Lord God, that you will affirm them, each one, in their gifts and their labors, in their love and their care. I pray, O Lord God, that you will strengthen them even as they give their strength away to others. I pray, O Lord God, that you will support and carry them as they carry the burdens of their children and even of their adult children. I pray, O Lord God, that you will give them wisdom and graciousness as they fulfill their mandate in supporting their husbands and other people in their families. Lord, I pray for the single mothers here this morning. I pray, O Lord, that you will support and encourage them and bring around them, Lord God, people who will encourage them and stand with them in the challenges of mothering and parenting their children. I pray for the Lord God, for mothers here, for women here who maybe have a heartache because they have not been able to bear children. But I ask, O Lord, that you will encourage them and help them, Lord, find even the place of serving and caring as, Lord, they trust you and lay this matter before your hand day by day. Lord Jesus, you are faithful and true in giving us the best gifts. I pray, O Lord God, for wives here this morning who may be cautious in submission and in support and care for those that have not returned, Lord God, love and care in the way that they would desire. But I pray, Lord, help these mothers and these women to be patient and calm as they cast all their cares before you and let you be the one who carries them and strengthens them. And Lord, most of all, I pray that in this generation in which we live, that we as people of the Scriptures, people of the Word, could be, Lord, able to declare and demonstrate to the world of what a godly woman is. One who knows their place before the Lord and understands the Lord's love and the sufficiency and power of the Holy Spirit to be able to demonstrate to the world what a helper, a strength is, a strength giver to the world around us. Lord, we need your help in these days in which we live because these are certainly challenging times. Lord, I ask all these things in your precious name. Amen. Before you mothers leave this morning, there's a flower out there for you to pick up. The team is going to conclude with a song that they introduced a couple of weeks ago that is a real challenge to all of us because it's an admission of how much we need the Lord in these days in which we live. And so as we declare this song together this morning, I'd invite you to sing of the goodness of the Lord. So stand with us.
What Ken said is very true. I have not had the guts to say this until now. But when we were up here, I get a sense that somebody needs the Lord. Came in with a little ember in his heart or her heart. And at the end of this service, it's now a raging fire. Trying to jump out of your chest. Now, if you have that feeling, you all have seen the elders up here with the baby dedication. They will help you out so much. Susan and I are signing up for praying after church if anybody wants to just come and unload on us. We're here for that. We are gearing up to do that with other people. So if you want to become a prayer partner with your wife or just a single or a guy or girl, you will have this thing. Come and pray. We're here on your neck. So this song, He is Worthy, is about, it was done in 2018. It gets right to your heart. It gets right to your heart. If you want to sing or if you want to just look at the words, we would like you to answer the question. We do, or I do. But you can sing along as well. And if you need to hear this song, go to YouTube. There's a mother and a little girl about that tall, knee high. Just blow this out of the water.
Do you feel the world is broken?
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen?
We do.
But do you know?
Is it?
Father in heaven, you are worthy. You are worthy of all praise and honor and glory. And so on this day, the Lord's day, we lift up your name. And Lord God, we want our lives to count for you in our homes, in our churches, in our community, O Lord, and in this world. You are worthy, O Lord. Shine forth through us to, Lord, be a blessing, salt, and light. To the glory of God we ask it. Amen. Thank you for coming this morning. Again, if there's anyone who needs prayer, please come. We'd like to just intercede for you for a little bit. Especially if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, we'd encourage you to open your heart to Him. God be with each one of you today as we continue to spend a little more time fellowshipping together.